WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sir Rocket.
Pipe Bomb.
Mace.
Where, oh, where are my WWE ice cream bars?
Lindsay Ward.
Wait, you want me to do commentary?
I want you to do commentary.
Can I wear your blazer?
You can even wear my blazer.
I'm in.
Jackie Feist.
You want to see the text message my little sister Shalene sent me last night? Here it is. OMG, Kevin Nash, WTF, thought he was dead, LOL.
And of course, you.
Hello, everybody. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I've always really wanted to do this.
Give us a call. Give us your take on what you thought of Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote...
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Welcome to the old new Raw post show. We have the fancy new intro that was put together during Monday Night Raw.
Because that's how we do it here.
That's how we roll. That's how we roll. It's the WTR Raw post show. New and improved. The same old people and same old stuff. Just with a fancy new intro and apparently a fancy new segment we're going to debut tonight here on the show because, you know, Tim Stein got creative and he's going to give us Tim Stein's...
Excuse me!
...of the week. No. It's not going to be the Tim Stein excuse me's of the week. No. It's going to be the Tim Stein...
Winning.
...and also the Tim Stein... ...moments of the night. Here on the WTR Raw Post Show. I'm so rockin'. Poking the bear, like always, joined by the host of the rack, Jackie Feist.
Hello.
And chiming in throughout the evening, whenever you hear this, we'll have a comment from our co-host, who is currently working, Lindsay Ward.
God damn it, she had to go out and get a job, like she needs money, she needs to be here.
Wow, I'm already getting shit for that. Wow, that took
shit for what?
Look, he wants to. We can't shoot on Tim. I'm not allowed to shoot on you, Tim.
Can't we have to respect our elders, Rock.
But, God.
I mean, they don't get that much more elder than Tim Stein.
That's Jackie Feist. That wasn't me. That wasn't
me. Even Lindsay objects. Since when can we not shoot on Tim?
Wow. The boss, quote unquote, is trying to assert his stroke around here, huh?
Tim will never get anything remotely near stroke from me, no matter how much he begs and cries. So, sorry, Tim.
Oh, what a show we have for everyone to hear tonight. Oh, this was a very interesting edition of Monday Night Raw. The show started off with a bang, honestly.
That was one of the better show starters we've had in a while.
Yeah, it kind of was. As Raw opened, Opening segment featured John Laurinaitis and David So Square Otunga.
Yeah. I never thought I would live to see the day when we had David Otunga in the main event of Monday Night Raw.
In a singles match.
In a singles match. When he was in the Nexus, maybe.
But in a singles match against John Cena. But we're getting there. We're jumping ahead.
Yes. We are.
So they come out. We recap what happened last week. I should mention they came out to some royalty theme. What's up with that?
Yeah.
We got a lot. You can tweet us during the show, like Gotham Answer just did, replying to featuring a new Tim Stein segment. His response, sounds awful. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Will. We love you.
So, they recapped everything that happened last week, and out came Brock Lesnar.
I was shocked.
We were all shocked. We were really shocked. Even Lindsay was shocked. She mentions that the UFC got a mention, which is a little shocking, and oh god, they gave Brock a mic. Shoot me now. Quote Lindsay Ward. But thankfully, here came John Cena. Yes, she says, thank god for John Cena. Words kind of were exchanged, and then John Cena slaps Brock Lesnar, and then the brawl begins.
Yeah, that was epic. That was fucking epic. I mean, honestly, the thing with John Cena's mouth was unfortunate, but it was kind of a nice touch in a way, too. Because that's, I mean, this is the first time we've seen that. I mean, we've seen blood lately. There's been a lot of like, oops, someone accidentally got busted open. That was some fucked up shit right there. I mean, his lip was busted wide open.
The question Tim raised was, did he forget to pull back on a punch? Because he went, boom, gave it right to him.
Could be.
He socked it to him, did Brock Lesnar. And guess what? That actually added some realism to the whole thing.
Yeah,
which
it did.
Which is slightly needed sometimes in wrestling. Realism.
Realism?
Realism? Legitimacy? What? What's that? I thought we lived in a fantasy world. I thought we lived in this whole little fantasy world where just magical fairies give us things to watch and do. And everyone's, you know, plays nice with each other. But no. There's some legitimacy and there's a big right hand. Might knock the tooth out or two.
Yeah, that was epic though. The beginning of this week's Raw was great. I mean, I don't remember enjoying the beginning of a Monday Night Raw this much since the walkout.
Which was featured all throughout our opening intro.
Yeah.
Blazer for the win. Anyway, this is where we go. Her overall thoughts for this was a fantastic way to open the show. It got you interested right from the start. Both men look strong, and more importantly, it made the feud look strong. At this point, you don't care why they're feuding. All you know is they're ready to kill each other. The bloody lip, accidental or not, worked. It absolutely sold it.
Yeah, because it's like there's two things that could have happened with this, with the lip, and I don't know if this is going to make any sense, but yeah, it could have been an accident, or it could have been not work. Like, it wasn't necessarily an accident, but
I think I don't think it was an accident. I think it was on purpose. I think it might have even been planned.
And if that was the case, then Lesnar did a hell of a job, because, Cena looked, his lip looked like hamburger meat. It was,
he looked like a hockey player after he was done.
Yeah.
Hockey reference. See, we're giving you hockey references.
Like one of the Canucks, right?
Send the emails and tweets to @JackieFeist. I didn't say it. Just saying. And I believe this opening segment was a Tim Stein
winning
moment of the night.
Oh, God.
I hope I got that one right. We'll see. He'll correct me if I didn't, because he just says, so far is Brock. So far, win is Brock. So hopefully that was the right win for that one. We shall move on a little bit here in the show. If you would like to comment, feel free to tweet us or comment in chat or give us a call, 267-297-1397, and we'll give you the forum to give us your takes on Monday Night Raw. But up next, we got Funky. The Funky Cobra.
A Funky Cobra, wow.
That's what I put on Twitter, and that's what Lindsay used in the recap. Funky Cobra versus Special Ed Show-Off with Vicky. Or in other words, Brodus Clay and Santino Marella versus Dolph Ziggler and Jack Swagger.
God, Jack Swagger needs to get a haircut. How is it that Jack Swagger is married to arguably one of the hottest women on the planet and she lets him out of the house looking like that?
You see how Michelle lets Taker walk out of the house.
It's not as funny when she's not here.
But she's listening. Come on, I can't I can't poke the bear. I can make comments and she'll kill me afterwards.
Yeah.
And there it is.
There's a reason I'll be conveniently going to bed right after the show because she doesn't need any witnesses.
And there's a quote, fuck you, Rock.
Hashtag fuck you, Rock.
Trending worldwide. So the Funky Cobra picks up the win. Thoughts, Jackie?
Good match. I really like these two. I really, really, really like these two as a tag team, and I hope that they stay a tag team. And yeah, I'm sorry, Lindsay's help hiding the body. the tag team division is kind of weak right now, especially when you look at who our tag team champions are. So I hope that this can turn into something for the tag team division with these two together, but I kind of got a feeling I'm hoping against hope.
Hoping against hope. Oh, I'm with you. Here's hope. They could do something. They really could do something. The need to be able to identify the hell spawn when Michelle gives birth. Baby, big evil. Wow. Lindsay would chime in with Santino is awesome as all. Brodus is getting better, but he still needs work. Swagger needs to ditch to comb over and get teal
Thank
tights.
You.
Dolph is as always my guilty pleasure, and Vicky needs to quit wearing the short dresses.
Yeah, Vicky's in better shape than me, I'm not gonna lie, but we all have trouble spots. Vicky's are her legs. And I was just like, that outfit would have been a pure 100% win if it had been pants made out of the same material than the shorts or the skirt or whatever the hell it was.
I thought it was shorts, but you said a skirt. I didn't pay that much.
Well, I'm not I don't look at other women's legs, so you very well may be right.
I was making intro at the same time, so I doing two things at once. We missed the backstage segment. You know, they admonished Teddy Long a little bit, and then Eve wanted to, you know, have Johnny call her. We go backstage, you know, Johnny admonishes Teddy for, you know, it's been a half hour, which was probably like 10, 15 minutes, apparently. Santino interrupts and demands a match tonight. And then we go back. Santino is looking for the Stooges all around the backstage area.
God.
Was this the last moment for Rex and Hawkins on Raw?
Could very well be.
It might just be.
Hey, at least, and that's the thing that's really kind of funny about it, at least these two got on Raw. When was the last time we saw the tag champions on TV?
They main evented the show on WWE.com. last Sunday, almost 8 days ago. They main evented on WWE.com. There was only one match, but still, they got to be the part of the main event on WWE.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag don't give a fuck. Just saying.
But now we go back to Santino looking for the Stooges backstage, and then he bumps into, and I quote, he bumps into our hero, the god of sex and fire, Kane.
I was really scared that we were not going to see him at all tonight, so I was very, very, very happy to see him on TV. And I don't want to jump too far ahead, but he got a chance to do tonight what I have been wanting to do for like the last 32 years. Because both of my ex-boyfriends were really big Stooge fans, and I had to sit through that shit. So thank you, Kane. You gave me another reason to love you.
Like you needed another.
Right.
Really, like you needed another. I'm just playing that one.
But he never fails to give me another reason. Just saying.
To continue on, he asks if, you know, he's seen the Stooges. All he earns is a glare. Santino runs away.
Again, people don't get it. Why are they always running in the wrong direction? Jesus criminy.
You gotta teach a class.
I know. Lindsay, we gotta teach a class. We both work for universities. Let's pull our resources and see if we can get a class going.
I could read her comments for the match, but it just goes like on repeat for about 20 minutes.
Don't worry, Lindsay, we'll talk tomorrow.
That's what it says. Insert 20-minute Kane squeak here.
He looked good. He looked really good, except, and Lindsay, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he did the unthinkable. Whatever stubble he had towards growing that awesome beard back, I think he shaved it. I don't know if it's him shaving it or if it's the WWE making him shave it, but seriously, even if it's him, someone's getting their ass kicked. Hashtag Kane beard shave. Very funny. No Kane beard shave.
What was the one I tweeted? What the hell did I tweet that Norma picked up on? What was it? I think it was.
Kane keep the beard or Kane keep something like that.
That's where I go back to Twitter and try to find it. It's great that I can't remember my hashtag because I wrote a really long one that we used. We'll use later on in the show.
That was a win.
That was a win. But yeah, it was like Kane keep the beard trending.
Yes, please God keep the beard.
You know, gotta support them and Taker's going bald. Kane needs to shave. Just saying.
I'm telling you, it's a parallel universe.
What in the world is the world coming to? I have no idea, but we got R-Truth and Cody Rhodes. Thoughts?
Good match. Something kind of told me, though, when it started, that it was just going to be another way to get show over. Not that that's a bad thing. Show's one of my all-time favorites. But it was just kind of like, yeah, this match isn't going to be as good as it could be if they were to actually just let it go. And it turned out to be, and unfortunately, that's exactly what it was.
Cody Rhodes continues its losing streak as R-Truth gets the victory. Nothing much you can say, show interrupted and yada yada yada. Means they'll be feuding while heading into Extreme Rules.
Yep.
Moving backstage we go. Santino finally finds the Stooges. At this point, we go. This, the Stooges, is a Tim Stein fail of the week.
You know, that kind of surprised me that the crowd was booing the Stooges. I have had very bad luck finding a man that I could take seriously to date that didn't love the Stooges. And the weird thing about it is just like, I don't understand the Stooges. And so I thought, oh, the Stooges are going to be so over because men like the Stooges. When they came out and got booed...
You're jumping the gun.
Oh,
We're only backstage. We're getting there. We're getting there. Don't worry, we're getting there. But yeah, they did get booed in. Anyway. Lindsay chimes in, the new Stooges are a travesty of justice, but Santino worked the Christmas story reference in, so I found this less offensive. So, there you go. Up next is another Tim Stein fail of the week, and that is Lord Tensai versus Yoshi Tatsu.
Bury the real Japanese for the fake Japanese.
As I quote from Lindsay, fat white guy squashes awesome Japanese guy and then tries to kill him.
Well, I mean, it was kind of... That's the way they did it last week. It's like, why do it the same way 2 weeks in a row?
How many weeks did they do with Brodus Clay?
But at least they debuted Brodus Clay, and at least people like Brodus Clay.
So I have a feeling we're going to see this for a few more weeks.
And by the way, Lindsay, I cannot... Lindsay fucking cracked me up, and now I cannot look at Tensai. She made a comment about being totally grossed out by the fact that he kept having to stop in the middle of the match to pull his tights up over his gut. And I'm just like, I can't even watch him now. I keep watching to do that.
So where we go. Holy crap, Yoshi still has a job? Oh right, the match. Better than last week, but I'm still not impressed. By the way, the shiny shorts don't hide the fact that he's still fucking fat.
Nothing wrong with a big man, but yeah, you flatter yourself with what you wear, please. All shapes and sizes are beautiful, but don't do that anymore, please. I mean, if he wasn't wearing that black thing under his tights, we would have seen all of Lord Tensai this week, I'm thinking, a few times. Dude had a wedgie problem.
And I wasn't looking in that direction.
How could you have missed it, for God's sake?
I went to get ice cream out of the freezer.
Oh, I hate you. You got ice cream?
I had ice cream. I avoided Lord Tensai. I went and ate ice cream.
Jealous. I'm on a diet, so I don't get ice cream.
Well, it was delicious.
Shut up. Hashtag fuck you, Rock.
Trending worldwide. Up next, we get our WWE Champion CM Punk cutting a promo, emotional filled, recapping everything that's happened in the last few weeks. And then Chris Jericho interrupts, admonishes Punk, accuses Punk of being a drunk. Punk comes back and tells him he's not a drunk and he won't be broken. It's not about being the best in the world, it's about kicking Chris Jericho's ass.
Basically.
I honestly thought that was a really well done promo.
I did too.
But that was not the best segment of between the two tonight. We're going to get there in a moment. So where I go. I have to make a little sounder, so I should make this easier myself, but anyway. Overall thoughts, amazing promo by Punk. I now want to see this match. They sold that hook, line, and sinker. Punk coming at Jericho from a dark place. Now that's hot.
Yeah. It kind of looked like at first, from my perspective, that they were going to bury, I guess not bury the alcoholic family angle, but like, Punk was never going to let it get to him. It was just like he was just going to battle on. And then he kind of surprised me because he said, he poured the alcohol in me, whatever, and I smelled like my father. And I was just like, wow.
You could see him he was trying to get some emotion out of himself on that.
Yeah, yeah. And that was good to see because there's no point. I mean, Jericho and Punk are both great on the mic, and there's no point in having an angle like that between two such awesome, you know, mic workers if they're just going to not sell it the way it appeared as though Punk was not going to sell it. So it's really, today put that angle way over.
This led to Mark Henry coming out and having a kind of a match. Didn't really last any length of real time.
And Mark, honey, you're competing for the WWE title.
Just saying.
Hashtag just saying.
Punk hit Mark Henry in the head with the monitor, leading to the disqualification. Henry then beats up post-match. Jericho comes out, bringing out a couple cases of beer. Jericho goes to dump the liquor on Punk. Punk gets the upper hand for a moment, then hits the code breaker, does Chris Jericho, and then we get the most personal hashtag beer bath of all the times, as Chris Jericho continues to dump beer after beer after beer after beer.
Yeah.
On CM Punk.
Beer is nasty.
This was well done.
Very much so.
They are stepping up their game for this match, for this angle.
Lindsay brings up a good point. I don't know why they didn't do this for WrestleMania, but nonetheless, I guess it doesn't matter when we get it, as long as we get it.
Just like Mania and that Hell in a Cell, I am spent after that amazing promo. I honestly didn't give much of a fuck about the match. The post-match shenanigans only sold the feud further. Well done to Punk and Jericho, even if Storm and Austin are crying somewhere over spilled, all over the spilled beer. Yeah, this, they're making this one really personal, in the total opposite direction of the personal building of Brock and Cena. Yeah. So they just want to beat the hell out of each other. This one, Jericho's getting into the mind of CM Punk and trying to push him to a really dark place. Up next, Zack Ryder and Alberto Del Rio.
Ryder has just been relentlessly buried lately. I know he's been off TV, but it's like he basically was taken off TV to help sell the Cena angle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's loss after loss after loss after loss after loss since he's been back. I'm like, this may be the backlash a lot of people have been talking about, that, you know, the creative never put him over, that he got himself over, and that there would be a backlash for him. Maybe this is it.
And then before I continue, the Chris Jericho segment was a Tim Stein
winning
moment of the week. That's two for each, so we have two more to go. One fail and one winning moment still to come from Tim Stein. So we're getting him actively involved into this show, because at some point he will get us our hashtag island.
No, he won't.
Shh, come on. I want to believe.
He's cheap. We're talking about Tim.
Don't kill the dream, please. Just give me this one thing.
Okay.
I want my island.
Okay.
I just want it. Kinkins wants the island, too. Anyway, Alberto Del Rio makes Zack Ryder tap out. And this is where Lindsay chimes in. All that match made me want was Del Rio's car. That thing was sick.
Yeah, the car was nice.
So the Stooges make their way to the ring. Not Patterson Briscoe. No. Two of the three Stooges make their way to the ring. But then... Where's the third one? Where's the third Stooge? Oh, wait.
He's sitting in Canada.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand, it don't help to hide.
When the Stooges came to the ring, there was no pop. They were booing the Stooges, as you were mentioning earlier in the show.
God.
And then you got a little bit of pop as out came Will Sasso playing Hulk Hogan, brother. Some slapstick comedy, and then
squee.
Out Kane, the Big Red Machine. And I say, what you gonna do, brother, when Kane chokeslams you?
That was the best part of the whole show, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I'm still amazed, because my thing was, I thought dudes liked the Stooges.
A lot of dudes like the Stooges.
Well, I mean, okay, so a lot of dudes like the Stooges. You have a WWE, you have an arena where there's a WWE show, which means there's a lot of dudes, and the Stooges got booed. I was genuinely surprised. I had to take my headphones off, because I was listening to music, too. I was like, are the Stooges getting booed? Well, I was like, are you serious, bro? I was like, are they getting booed, really?
Really?
And
really?
And they were. Yeah. And they were, and I was amazed, and I was just like, I thought men liked the Stooges, at least that's been my experience. Both of my exes, my really serious exes, liked the Stooges. And, I mean, God, I mean, one of them was a really smart guy who got his master's at 23. So, I mean, I thought, okay, if this guy likes the Stooges, then it's just got to be a guy thing. So, thank you, WWE Universe. I now have faith in humanity again. The dudes were booing the Stooges.
This is where we insert the squee on a 20-minute loop.
We can't ask Kane. Not in a wrestling match, but we can't ask Kane.
You had Kane, you know. The thing with the Stooges is they weren't the real Stooges, and celebrities always get booed majority of the time.
Yeah, I remember when one of my favorite celebrities, Penn Jillette, was supposed to be on. When they never were able to work it out, I was kind of glad, because I know how the WWE Universe treats the celebrities. And I was like, yeah, no. No, no, no.
No, 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 no. No.
I think the only one to not get booed in recent history was, Hugh Jackman.
Did Snooki get booed? Last year, did she get booed?
I don't remember. I remember seeing some people cheer for her, but it's always such a mixed bag. It's possible she may have been cheered.
And by the way, the biggest movie star of all time didn't get booed. He got cheered.
You know, Kane got cheered?
No, the movie star. We're not talking about that movie star, the one where we talked about it.
Oh, the movie star that I hate?
The movie star that you hate. Yeah.
The Rock, yeah.
Yeah. We're not talking about the movie star that you love and enjoy.
Hey. The movie star that I love does better things in his movies than The Rock does. The Rock's never done what Kane has done in his movies. Insert 40-minute squee. Just saying.
We have a commercial about that somewhere.
We do. We do. We've not played that commercial in a long time. Why would we play that commercial? Did we get, like, kicked off the air or something? The FCC shut us down?
No, no, no. I just try to spread it out, make it a rare occurrence when we throw that commercial out there.
Can we play it during the next break?
Do we ever?
We don't have a break.
We don't break. We don't break. But, all right, for what we're going to do, because I'm looking for a clip of some sort, we're going to take a... Okay, let me find it. If I can find it here. We're going to take a 2-minute break and play the commercial as I find a clip I was looking for.
Squee!
So we're at the kind of midway point.
This was our very first episode of The Rag, by the way.
Was it?
Yes, it was. This was our very first episode of The Rag.
I thought it was the second.
Well, it was either the first or second. I thought it was the first.
Anyway, we're going to take 2 minutes and play this commercial as I, you know, look for something. So take a listen to this.
Previously on The Rack. There is one scene in this movie that is worth seeing through the whole rest of it. Great scene. I won't spoil it, but I loved it.
If you can make it through it, unlike me that took it about 50 tries to actually
just call yourself a fangirl, and you could not watch him do that.
I felt dirty.
He was masturbating. You're supposed to feel dirty.
Wait, what?
Well, Jacob Goodnight, I'm sorry, takes a butterface lady captive in a cage. And one of the things that his mother did to him when he was growing up was make him feel guilty about his sexuality. So he's very sexually repressed. So he puts this chick in a cage, and it's like a dog cage, like the size of a cage you keep a large dog in.
and he's bending over and looking at her, and he's touching himself. But I got, being a fangirl, a proud fangirl, I got through it. Lindsay had, I had to force, basically had to beat Lindsay within an inch of her life to get her to sit down and watch it. She tried five times and couldn't make it through.
You see, I said, oh God, yes. She said, oh God, no.
But it's not like he whips it out or anything. I mean, he's still wearing, he's bent over with his hand on, it's like between like where your pelvis and your leg come together, and he's rubbing that part of his body. It's like you ever see it or anything. But it's a bit awkward, but I'm a fangirl, so I sat through it being the trooper that I am.
And I salute you for it.
And I probably just turned off everyone who's listening from watching it.
I love how we say we're not going to spoil it. Not only do we spoil it, but we have an in-depth conversation about it.
For more moments just like this, tune in 11 p.m. Eastern, Thursday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So, yeah, so for all the little John Cena fangirls, and for all the little Randy Orton fangirls, and all the little CM Punk fangirls, how many of your guys have masturbated in a movie for you? None. So, I'm just saying.
And that movie happened on...
Jim Rob Conway.
May 19th! May 19th! May 19th!
Kane was leaving. Kane pretty much figured it.
Oh, no.
He beat everything that was to beat out of Rob Conway, but Shawn Michaels uttering the date we dare not mention, and Kane thinks it was Rob Conway.
Well. Oh.
Tombstone Rob Conway compacted. There's the three count. That was academic.
Yeah, and May 19th this year is going to have some implications, too. I know Lindsay's going to have a bit of a change to her sketch on May 19th. So, yeah.
So.
I'm still amazed that Lindsay had a hard time getting through that scene in that movie.
We're not going back to that direction.
Oh, that's great.
I don't want to go back there. That's where I was going. You know,
did you find what you were looking for?
That was the clip, the May 19th. Was what I was looking for. The chat room feels dirty now.
But I has a happy. And Kane had a happy too, apparently.
Alright, was that enough for the squee? There was two squee moments for the two of you. Was that, you know, adding the commercial, did that help the squee?
Maybe, we'll see.
Was it 20 minutes or 40 minutes? It was 2 minutes and 6 seconds, and
we'll,
another
we'll
38 seconds. So, you almost got 3 minutes of squee.
You know, usually there's never enough squee, but we'll see.
We have still more show to get to.
Yes.
For those tuning in, this is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm Sorokin, joined by Jackie Feist, as we are talking about everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. And if you're new to the network, check out tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, where Alan Wojcik speaks live with former WWE superstar Montel Vontavious Porter.
MVP. That's so awesome.
So tune in 9 p.m. Eastern for that. But back to Monday Night Raw, we had a useless Mark Henry segment where... Mark, we need to explain something. On SmackDown, they fight for the World Heavyweight title. On Raw, they fight for the WWE Championship. Just need to point this out. World Heavyweight titles on one show, WWE titles on the other. Just pointing these things out. Next week, a match is set between CM Punk and Mark Henry, which will be no DQ. Henry guarantees that he will win. And this is where I go.
Why do you go, Squee?
Sorry, Sparky, they're not taking the belt off of Punk before the pay-per-view. Now, please go take a damn shower, says Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, they're not going to, if that belt's coming off of Punk and going around anyone else's waist, it would be Jericho. So, yeah, no.
No. We had another backstage segment, this time featuring Brock Lesnar. He's proud to be back in the WWE, proud of all of his accomplishments. Another UFC reference.
He's proud of pissing off his sponsors and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I like the promo in this fashion. He's coming off cocky. And I think that's a good quality for this character to have.
Yeah.
He's coming in cocky, and he's going to be different than what he was in the past. I like it. I think it's going to be good. Him calling John Laurinaitis Johnny kind of irritates me.
That's probably the point.
Yeah, I know, but still, it irritates me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's now you guys know how I feel about fucking Daniel Bryan.
Up next, we got a recap segment of the end of the air match. It didn't seem like the one they showed on their website, which was kind of better. I may be mistaken, but I'm going to chime in. She's going to chime in again. It's about goddamn time they talked about this. Now I have to go watch the match again and cry. It's okay, Lindsay. It's okay. Up next, your main event of the evening. Yes, yes, folks. David So Square Otunga with John Laryngitis is in your main event against John Cena.
Cena trying to wipe off the baby oil.
Yeah, that was, she's watching it now.
But you know, I think Otunga is making some headway, because I think this is the first time in like a month that Otunga has been on TV, and seriously, in all honesty, that Chris Masters did not begin trending almost as soon as Otunga hit the screen.
Kane Kinnon chimed in earlier in the evening. Think Otunga took a bath in baby oil, or do you think Tensai just spit on him prior to going through the curtain?
Gross.
So yes, David So Square Otunga was in the main event against John Cena. Otunga dominates early, but in the end, we get the attitude adjustment and the STF, leading to a victory for John Cena. But then out of nowhere, oh my God, it's up, it's good. It's a low blow by Brock Lesnar to John Cena, followed by the F5. Thoughts?
Yeah, I kind of expected that, honestly.
It worked. It's, you know, it's putting heat on the match, and King Kins goes, weakest crouch kick ever.
Cena sold it like a champ, though.
He sold it like a champ. And for the love of Christ, stop putting Otunga in the damn ring. Pretty lackluster match. Decent finish to the show. She gives the show a B-. This was definitely a better show than last week, but very segment heavy. They started it hot, but sadly they let it cool down too much before the end. Let's see if they continue the heat with Cena and Lesnar, as well as Punk and Jericho next week. Spoiler, no Brock Lesnar next week.
Yeah.
Reason, they're going overseas.
Yeah. I hate it when they go overseas, yeah, for reasons that you know.
Yes, we're not gonna.
No, go. We're not. I just wanted to say that. I hate it when they go overseas.
So, for the final fail of the evening, it was Brock Lesnar's interview, so here's the fail tuba. Win was the Tim Stein
winning.
Final moment of the evening was Lesnar's F5 after the match and Cena beating Otunga. So, what was your overall takes on the show tonight?
It was good. I could have lived without the Three Stooges thing, but it got Kane on the screen, so I guess I can't complain too much. I really liked the opening. I really liked the punk Jericho segment. We talked about it being very predictable that... I'm tired. Okay. We talked about it being very predictable that Brock Lesnar was going to come out and you know, F5 Cena. And so when Punk started to fight back from Jericho, I totally expected that beer was not going to get poured on him. I was genuinely surprised when it was. I mean, I was surprised. I really liked the way that angle worked. So I'm thinking probably next week we'll probably see a bit more of that, which I'm looking forward to. I'll agree with Lindsay. I'll give it a B+.
She said B minus.
Okay, I'll give it a B+.
I'll give it a B. Just a B in the middle. Like always. Be in the middle of the two of you when you squeak and stuff.
You know Tim's gonna make that perverted, you know that, right? You being in the middle of me and Lindsay.
Just, you know, gotta give him an easy one sometimes. You know, he's a hard worker and stuff. Go to CanadianAllPro.com. He's been doing updates. Yes, Tim Stein's doing work. Ladies and gentlemen, he's working on a website. Oh, my God.
Not WildTalkRadio.com?
No. CanadianAllPro.com.
He doesn't do work on WildTalkRadio.com.
Hashtag threesomes every night. Hashtag island.
Hashtag Kane, keep the beard. Hashtag fuck you, Brock.
They want to know, will Brock bring it via satellite next week?
Oh, God.
Well, if they want him on a show, yes, because he's not flying over.
Oh, hell no. This guy didn't like to travel.
All right, so why is he going to fly over to, where are they next week? London?
I have no idea.
I think they're in London. I think that's the schedule. But yeah, show was good. It built some stuff. The heels were strong. Brock and Jericho, the two top heels, they went over strong, which is good when you're trying to build a feud. The heels need to go over a lot, especially in this case. It worked. There were Albert chants in the evening.
Yeah, I predict doom for Lord Tensai very quickly.
Something we'll probably talk about Thursday, but as a teaser, as we wrap up the show. Get the show done in less than an hour. How about that?
Not bad. Which is appreciated because we were up late last night doing WTR.
No, that's where you're wrong. We were up late last night doing the post show of WTR.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
The show no one hears.
Well, now that I'm on, they'll listen.
No, the post show, no one hears that.
No one hears the four-hour conversation. We could get some serious ratings, dude, if we started posting the post shows for every single show that we do.
This is a good thing. If you would like to, Kane Kins wants us to do it. No, because if I did that, people won't be, you know, as open and honest as they are. Just saying.
Ask Lindsay, Rock is evil with his clips. So,
I'm evil. Very, well, very evil.
Yes, you are.
Yes. But to tease it for Thursday, the Bella Twins on their way out of WWE?
Yeah, but we're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about that on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. We are. We are. I have a bit to say about that. Assuming it's true, I have a bit to say about that.
Yeah, there's rumors going around, but we'll have more details Thursday on the rack at 11 p.m. Eastern. But as I mentioned a few moments ago, MVP joins Kayfabe Wrestling Radio live at 9 p.m. Eastern with Alan Wojcik. You also have former ECW superstar Tony Mameluke, who is part of the UWF, the Urban Wrestling Federation, on the program in the 10 o'clock hour. Wednesday night, it's just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer and Scott Barry and the Cheap Wood paneling.
Oh, is Scott going to be there?
I don't know. He was there last week. You know, he's going to be soon demoted to Cheap Wood paneling at this rate. But check it out. We thank Brian Blotti for doing the voiceover for tonight's show.
Yay! Thank you.
He did mention, this is where I go back to Facebook, he said, no problem. And he continued with, let me know if you need me to do the rack. Not the bumpers, just the both of them at once. I'll even wear a cane mask. Here's your shout-out, Brian Blotti. You can check him out, as he does columns and stuff on the website as well. That's wildtalkradio.com. As mentioned, Thursday night, Jackie Feist and Lindsay Ward do the rack, 11 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night to midnight-ish, it's CB Radio, where myself, Rob Parks, and Subway cover the weird, the wacky, and the unusual. This week, past week, we talked about the island, and we talked about, you know, what you would do for two McDoubles, brother.
Again, it depends on who we're talking about here.
Prostitution for McDoubles. It's a trend.
Hey, if we truly live in a free economy, then I should be able to exchange sex for a hamburger if I want to. Again, depends on who we're talking about.
Hashtag guy in red and black.
Yeah, he gets it for free.
And Sunday night, Muscle Talk Radio will be live at 11 p.m. Eastern following TNA Lockdown. Join Tim Stein and the gang as they cover pay-per-view. It's called 30 Minutes with Alan Wojcik as he recaps the goddamn thing because no one else watches the damn pay-per-view. Tune in for the best recap ever by Alan Wojcik. Meaning it's 30 minutes of Alan Wojcik. Can you really deal with that? Tune in.
Hey,
find out.
I deal with quite a bit of Alan Wojcik, so I could deal with him in 30 minutes. Hi, Alan.
Alan's not going to listen to this. Catch the archive of the live edition of Bashing the Books in the archive at wildtalkradio.com.
Hi, Mace.
Colt Cabana's still the world champion.
Oh, dude. keep provoking him. He will leave us.
No, he's not going anywhere. Mace likes us.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, Shockmaster... worst debut ever.
Follow Jackie on Twitter at Jackie Feist. Follow Lindsay Ward at Lindsay Ward, LINSWARD. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Follow Canadian All Pro at Canadian All Pro.
Follow Tim to the nursing home.
Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Buy our stuff. It's on the right side of the page at wildtalkradio.com. We will be back next Monday night with more of the WTR Raw Post Show as we recap everything that happens when Raw goes to London. So, for Jackie Feist and for Lindsay Ward, who is out there in cyberspace, I'm Sorokin. We'll see you next week, live, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Bye.
Wildtalkradio.com.